Dr. Greg Corby-Lee is the strategist for the University of Kentucky's Harm Reduction Initiative. He says community-based harm reduction programs can be a lifeline for those still using drugs.
You know, it takes a while for them to build that level of trust up, to come in. But that's their one bridge where they can be respected and be given nothing but help to stay healthy.
He says HIV is the primary focus.
Ultimately, though, the goal of the programs are to prevent HIV. That's what they were designed for, but there are a lot of other benefits that come with it.
He says prevention and testing for HIV are becoming more widely available, and stigma is gradually diminishing. But he and other health officials say there's also a backlash in many communities that threatens the harm reduction programs. Daniel Raymond is Deputy Director of Planning and Policy for the National Harm Reduction Coalition. He says some harm reduction services are closing. The problem is that lost services may not be replaced in the communities where they are needed most.
A lot of these programs have been starting in communities that don't have a long history with harm reduction. So the programs that end up being at risk of closure are often the ones that are getting scapegoated for a community's drug problem.
Dr. Michael Brummage says that's part of a problem he encountered when leading a program in Charleston, West Virginia.
And I think it's a simplistic view to look at and blame one program for all of a city's woes, with homelessness, with drug use, with all these other things.
The deeper issue, he says, is that the HIV threat is real and not going away. Less prevention equals more sick people. In Huntington, one person in the HIV cluster has died.
Some people in that community are saying, well, look, we have the syringe program and we still got HIV. Maybe we just need to close the program. Well, I mean, the fact that you have a fire doesn't mean you should close the fire department. You know, you bring more trucks on the scene. My guess is had Huntington not had a syringe program, this problem would have exploded far worse.
Scott County, Indiana, population 4,200, had 214 HIV cases in 2015. It was the nation's largest rural outbreak, and it became a bellwether for finding the best places to employ harm reduction programs.
This is a nationwide problem, and the boomerang effect, the recoil, is going to be if these programs start closing, you're going to see explosions of bloodborne pathogens, specifically HIV.
Still, harm reduction proponents remain optimistic. The National Harm Reduction Coalition says that for every program closing, 20 more open. Van Ingram is head of Kentucky's Office of Drug Control Policy. He says the spread of harm reduction programs requires a fundamental shift in thinking of drug use as a health problem instead of a problem for law enforcement. But it's happening.
I'll tell you that with 56 programs, I never dreamed we'd have this many. When the law passed, I did not think as many communities that have would have said, yes, we have a problem, and yes, we're going to address it. I'm glad to say I was wrong.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan.